You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, I'm very good, thank you.
That is good to hear. I can hear the sort of ambient street noise, which makes me feel like I'm in time out with you. How's it going this morning?
You're cranking in the village. There's been lots of angry tooting already, so...
it's a Monday morning.
We're all good.
Well, we're taking it somewhere pretty wholesome today. We're talking about kids' books. Where have you been reading this week?
Yes, well, I've just returned back from Hornaki in Wellington, and we went to the Children's Book Awards at Pipitia Marae last Thursday night. So I thought I would like to talk to you about the winners of each category, because this is the list that... If you're buying books for children or sharing books with children, this is the list to choose from. So the ceremony for the Children's Book Awards is a lot more casual. There's this element of magic that comes from kids' books that filters throughout the evening, and it opened with Taita College's Polly Group's One Heart, One Beat leading the Waiata. It was just so warm inside the marae. And it was freezing outside. It was, everyone kept saying it was the coldest day of the year that they'd experienced.
Oh my God.
Wellington. So we had seven categories and then one overall winner of the Margaret Mahe Best Overall Book Award. So I'll just whiz through the winners. Does that sound good?
Yes, please. We'd love to hear about them.
Okay, so the Picture Book Award went to Duck Goes Meow by Juliet McIver, illustrated by Carla Martel. And that's published by Scholastic New Zealand. This is one of those delightfully simple picture books with the animals and singing, and the duck just says the wrong animal noise. And it's so lovely to read out, and really fun to read out to wee toddlers. And what I also love about the Children's Book Awards is that you're really celebrating the illustrators as well, right?
Hard out, because yeah,
it's
totally.
The joint union of making something magical. Junior Fiction Award, this is sponsored by the Wright Family Foundation, the Esther Glenn Award. This went to David Hill, who his most well-known book, I think, to young people and many listeners will know, was See You, Simon.
Oh, yeah.
And so he won for his book called Below, which is this survival story. It's about climate change. It has an amazing cover, and that's published by Penguin Random House, Puffin Penguin Random House. Then Young Adult, which this got the biggest yelp from the audience, which was really delightful to hear.
Ooh.
This was for Philippa Wary's Iris and Me, and this is published by Ahoy the Cuba Press, and it tells the story of Iris Wilkinson going to England in 1938, and Iris Wilkinson was Robin Hyde. So a really good one for the history buffs, and the
awesome.
Young history buffs in your life. Non-fiction, the Elsie Locke Award went to the incredibly beautiful Te Wehenga, The Separation of Rangi Nui and Papatūānuku. This is written and illustrated by Matt Tate, published by Ellen and Unwin. It's a beautiful hardback, and it has so much depth in the darkest colours, of course, because we're all into poor. So it's the design elements are so beautiful. It's such a wonderful, wonderful book. Illustration, that went to Donovan Bixley, very humorous and very New Zealand story about the portrait of Leonardo. How can Da Vinci be like a New Zealand, such a New Zealand book? This is the one, again, another great non-fiction book as well for young readers, and this is published by Upstart Press. The Te Reo Māori Te Kura Pounamu Award, this went to this really beautiful and really sad book called Kua Whitu Rangitia o Akoro by Brianne Tepa, illustrated by Story Hemi Morehouse, published by Huia Publishers. This is a really lovely story about Akoro showing a young kid about teaching about Matariki, and then by the time next Matariki rolls around, he has died, and therefore they're incorporating him into the tikanga practices of remembering him. That's also published in English as well, so if you don't speak Te Reo Māori, you can get both and have a bit of a learn. The Best First Book Award, which is the NZSA Award, what I want to say about this category is there was a 16-year-old in this category. Whoa. It was so great to see him on the stage, Arlo Kelly. Wow. He wrote a book called Echo, which is about a whale. But the winner of this award was The Lighthouse Princess by Susan Wardell, illustrated by Rose Northey, published by Penguin Random House. And that's the depth and the illustrations in this book are really wonderful. That's a really wonderful picture book. And then we had the overall winner. Ooh. So the overall winner is chosen from the winners of the major categories, and that was for Te Wehenga by Matt Tate.
Oh,
and
awesome.
He got on stage and was like, I didn't even know there was this award. So he was just like crazily surprised that it was just so joyful and earnest and lovely. So it was such a wonderful night. I think overall these finalists, a lot of the finalists tackle quite heavy topics like grief, yeah, climate, our history, the universe, but is the best of the best. A really wonderful list to look forward to.
Oh, fantastic. That's so exciting. Nice to have a good list of kids' books and young adult fiction to get stuck into there. Thanks so much for that, Jenna. Will you get
welcome
on with your Monday and the busy bustle of the Mount Eden shops?
Yes, we've got all the finalists and winners at timeout, so come in and see us. We can help you choose one.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you soon.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.